今天我非常非常非常高兴。
Very, very, very excited.
因为我们今天在我们中间有一位特别的讲员。
We have a very special speaker among us tonight, today.
我已经跟你们说过我是他的铁粉。
I am his biggest fan.
我今天早上数了一下。
I've counted this morning.
我有39本他的书。
I have 39 of his books.
然后据说我还没有他所有的书所有 还没有完全的收集起来。
According to the sources, I have not fully collected all of his books.
我不知道昨天他的妻子告诉我他有写超过80本书，我在想他是几岁开始写书的。
His wife said that he wrote more than 80 books. How old did he start writing books?
我们今天的讲员，他的名字叫 R.T. Kendall.
Today, our speaker, his name is R.T. Kendall.
但是你们知道，所有被神大大使用的人，他们家都有一位非常重要的人物，对不对？
Everyone that's used greatly by the Lord, they always, there's someone super important in the family.
在 Kendall 家，那个人的名字叫 Louis.
In Kendall's family, the name is the person, a real important person is Louis.
我们很高兴今天 Louis 也在我们中间。
Oh, we were very glad that Louis is among us.
还有他们的儿子 TR 也在我们中间。
And his son TR is among us as well.
你看看这个爸爸多么的 proud of 他的儿子，他叫 RT， 他叫 TR。
His dad is RT, his son is TR.
还有他们家的第三代。他的孙子
and the third generation grandchild
大孙子在我们中间，然后两个小孙子在儿童主日学。
So we have one here and two other in the children ministry.
为什么我这么兴奋？今天Pastor TR 可以在我们中间讲到呢？
Why am I so excited, Pastor RT is among us and sharing the message?
上帝在一个人生命中的工作是非常奇妙的，我想我们很多人都可以见证。
The work of God, we can all testify, the work of God in a person's life is really amazing.
但是神在 RT 身上的工作从很年轻的时候就开始了。
But God's work in RT's life started very early on in his age. In his
我知道他生长在一个非常非常敬虔的父母的教导之下。
He's born to a God-fearing family.
但是19岁的时候，他有一个非常重要的与耶稣相遇的经验。
At 19 years old, he had a moment of encounter with the Lord.
这么早就与耶稣相遇，真实的相遇。
At such an early age, he had a genuine encounter with the Lord at
19 years old. 但是如果我们羡慕从此以后一帆风顺，大大的这个全世界都认识的话，那就大错了。
If we think that his life is going to be smooth sailing afterwards, then we're completely wrong.
神带领他经过一段旷野。
God led him through a period of wilderness.
在那里炼净他。
To purify him.
你们想不想听他要跟我们传讲什么道呢？
Do you want to hear what the message he has prepared for us today?
让我们欢迎 RT Kendall 牧师。
Let us welcome RT Kendall. Pastor RT Kendall.
什么道都可以讲。
If he can preach on anything,
然后他选择了一篇道。
And if he chooses just one message to preach on,
那求神赐给我们能听的耳朵。
We pray that God gives us ears that can listen, that can hear.
I don't need that.
Oh, you don't need this? Okay.
Well, maybe next time I will need the chair.
下一次可能我需要椅子。
Oh, many of you speak English. You just told me.
哇，很多人你们在我们当中会讲英文。
Okay, hi.
你好。
Glad to be here.
很高兴在这里。
I think you've already been told my wife is here.
已经知道了，我的太太在这里。
We've been married 65 years.
我们结婚了65年。
I have my son, we call him TR.
我的儿子叫 TR.
And three grandsons.
三个孙子。
Toby. I just said to Toby a while ago.
我跟 Toby 之前讲。
This is the nearest we get to being in China.
这是感觉在中国的一个经历。
Yes, we have two other grandsons.
另外
Timothy.
另外两个孙子是 Timothy.
And Tyndale.
And Tyndale.
Anyway, yes. 3 weeks from today.
三个礼拜前 ，you mean before?
I'll be preaching in Singapore.
三个礼拜以后会在新加坡讲道。
And then 2 days later.
两天以后。
In Beijing.
会在北京。
And then four weeks from today in Hong Kong.
然后之后会到香港。
So we're going to China again.
我们再去中国，今年再去中国。
But I never thought I would be speaking to a Chinese church in Atlanta.
我没有想到在亚特兰大对中国的教会分享。
So I thought I'd get my Chinese shirt out.
所以我就把我的中国的衣服穿出来。
But you see,
你看到吗？
I do have other ties.
我有别的那样领带。
But thank you for inviting me.
谢谢你们邀请我。
Very pleased to be here.
很高兴能够来到这里。
We live in Nashville.
我们住在Nashville.
And we will go back this afternoon.
我们今天下午会回去。
I brought two books.
我带了两本书来。
Both same title.
同样的题目。
Total forgiveness.
完全的赦免。
Which I will be speaking on in a few minutes.
接下来就是我要分享的。
This tells a lot more than I can give you in the sermon.
这个可以把我今天要讲的再讲的更深一点。
And there's the other book is called 40 Days.To total forgiveness.
这个呢是用四十天来学习完全的饶恕。
It's a devotional you can use every day.
是一个灵修的一个材料，每一天可以用一点来
学习。So it's also a study guide.
里面有一些引导，怎么样学习的引导。
So after the service, before we go home,
在聚完会回家之前
，these will be available.
这些可以在那里。
And I will sign them if that will help get rid of them.
Oh, 如果因为我可以来签名，让我可以把这些书更快的给卖掉。Okay.
Thank you. Are you having any trouble?
So far so good.
So
just
far,
the
so
echoing
a little bit. I'm worried about that girl with the waving all that. She must be tired. She did that for 30 minutes.
刚才挥起那个姐妹，我也很担心她挥了三十分钟，不知道现在是不是很累了。
But anyway, very pleased to be with you.
很高兴可以跟你们在一起。
I will, in a moment, want to read to you from the 45th chapter of Genesis.
在创世纪第四十五章里面。Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But before I start reading,
在我读之前
for those of you who may not know the story of Joseph, I'll bring you up to date on this.
在我们当中可能有一些人对约瑟不太认识，所以我就多讲一点他的生平。
So what we will read in a moment,
待会我们要读的这段经文
is the moment when Joseph.Reveals his identity to his brothers.
我们待会要读的是约瑟跟他的兄弟相认的一个时刻。
You say, well, if they're brothers, why would he need to reveal his identity?
你会说，哎，既然是兄弟，为什么要把他自己身份显出来，让他们知道他是他的兄弟呢？
It's because he has not seen them for 22 years.
是因为这些兄弟有二十二年已经没有见到这个兄弟了。
He knows who they are.
这个约瑟知道他的兄弟是谁。
They don't know who he is.
但是他的兄弟不知道约瑟是谁。
Joseph is now the prime minister of Egypt.
约瑟现在是全埃及的宰相。
The brothers are having to come to beg for food.
他的兄弟呢要来到埃及来取粮食。
There was a great famine in the land.
因为那时候遍地都有大饥荒。
And they needed food to take back to Canaan where they lived.
他们需要到埃及取粮，把它带回到迦南地。
Joseph always knew that the day would come these brothers would bow before him.
约瑟一直都知道他的兄弟有一天会到他面前跪下来。
22 years before he had dreams.
22年前约瑟有个梦。
The dreams indicated that one day his brothers would bow down to him.
从梦里面看见有一天他的兄弟会向他屈膝。
But Joseph's mistake was telling the dreams to his brothers.
但是约瑟没有很聪明把这些梦告诉他的兄弟。
Not a very wise thing to do.
这不是一个很有智慧的做法。
They were already jealous of him.
他们已经对他非常的嫉妒了。
He was Jacob's favorite son.
他是雅各最心爱的儿子。
Jacob was not a good father.
雅各也不是一个很好的爸爸。
Parents should never show favoritism.
父母不应该偏心对待孩子。
But Jacob made it clear that Joseph was his favorite son.
但雅各让大家都知道约瑟是他最爱的孩子。
And so, on top of being the favorite, he had, as I said, these prophetic dreams.
然后在这样子被爸爸特别宠爱里面，他又有这些特别的梦。
So one day, you brothers will bow down to me.
有一天，你们兄弟呢都会向我跪下来。
They were so angry, they decided to kill him.
他兄弟非常的生气，决定要把他杀掉。
They would have killed him.
他们是可以把他杀掉。
But Ishmaelites happened to show up and they said, let's not shed blood, we will sell Joseph to the Ishmaelites.
他兄弟正想要把他杀掉的时候，刚好有以实玛利的这个商队经过，所以他兄弟决定把他卖给他们。
So they sold Joseph, never expecting to see him again.
兄弟们就把约瑟卖掉，从来没有期待再见到约瑟。
They took a coat of many colors off Joseph's back.
他们就把那个约瑟的彩衣带回去给爸爸。
Their father had bought or made this coat of many colors for Joseph.
他的父亲特别为约瑟做了这件彩衣的。
The only thing worse than giving it was wearing it.
因为sorry, I missed this one. Can you say one more time?
You okay?
Yeah.
Anyway, they wore it and it didn't seem to bother them.
他们穿着，但是好像没有让他很。
They took that coat of many colors and dipped it in blood.
他们把这个彩衣沾了血。
Lay it before old Jacob, the father.
然后把这个彩衣沾着血彩衣带给爸爸。
And they said, "We found this coat. Do you recognize it?"
他们就对爸爸说：“我们找到这件衣服，你认得出来吗？”
Oh, said Jacob, a wild beast has devoured my son.
雅各就说，哦，野兽已经把我的儿子给吞吃掉了。
I will go to my grave in mourning.
我要很伤心的下入阴间了。
The brothers thought they got away with it.
那他的兄弟想说这样就没有事了。
But the Bible says, be sure your sin will find you out.
但是记得哦，圣经上说你的罪会追上你。
Well,What happened was that the Ishmaelites took Joseph and sold him to an Egyptian officer.
所以这个以实玛利商人就把这个约瑟卖到一个那个大臣家里。
The officer's name was Potiphar.
这个大臣叫做波提法。
Now Joseph, for the first time in his life, had a job.
约瑟第一次一生里面第一次有工作了。
He never worked a day in his life.
他的一生里面从来没有工作过。
But now he's working for Potiphar.
现在他为波提法工作了。
But God was with him.
但上帝与他同在。
And Potiphar makes him the head of his household.
波提法就让他成为这个家里面最最最最啊就是最棒的那个人。
Joseph shortly encountered An unusual temptation.
接下来，约瑟经历一个真的是一种很大的试探。
Well, maybe not unusual.
或许不是一个很不寻常的试探。
Because sooner or later, every Christian faces sexual temptation.
因为每一个基督徒迟早都要面对这种性上面的诱惑跟吸引。
And one day, Potiphar's wife said to Joseph, "Go to bed with me."
所以波提法的太太就来诱惑约瑟要跟他一起上床。
Joseph said no.
约瑟说不。
She said, "Go to bed with me."
他就说跟我一起去睡觉吧。
Joseph said no.
约瑟说不。
She insisted.
他这个太太一直坚持。
He said no.
那个约瑟说不。
Now here's the interesting thing.
这是一个很有趣的事情。
Why do you suppose Joseph said no?
为什么约瑟在这里可以说不呢？
You know, we're living in a time when many famous Christians have fallen into sexual sin.
我活在一个时代里面，很多很有名的基督教的一个领袖都掉进了那个性的犯罪里面。
Why do they do this?
为什么会这样子呢？
It's so sad.
很令人伤心。
I suppose part of the reason is they think they will never get caught.
我想可能有一些人觉得说他们从来不会被抓到的。
People think they will get caught, so they avoid sexual sin.
有些人是想到说他们不会被抓到，所以他们才不去犯罪。
But consider Joseph now; he is in Egypt.
现在约瑟在埃及。
He's not going to get caught.
他没有人会知道他做这件事情。
Potiphar's wife will not tell her husband.
这个太太也不会告诉他先生做的这件事情。
Nobody back in Canaan would ever know about it.
在迦南地的人也没有一个会知道约瑟做这件事情。
Joseph could have slept with Potiphar's wife.
他可以跟这个太太睡觉。
And probably not get caught.
然后永远可能都不会被抓到。
But he said no.
但是约瑟说不。
Why?
为什么？
He said, God knows.
因为他说上帝知道。
Not because I'll get caught.
不是因为我不会被抓到。
How can I sin against God?
我怎么能够得罪上帝呢？
What keeps you from falling into sin?
什么让你不会掉进罪里呢？
It shows how much Joseph loved God.
这从这里看到约瑟多么的爱神。
In that moment,
在那一个时刻里面，
when Joseph said no,
当约瑟说不的时候，
no,
不。
No.
不。
The angels said, yes.
天使说太好了。
Joseph could not have known.
约瑟一点都不知道这些事情。
That he had been predestined for greatness.
他不知道他被命定要成一个伟大的人。
He couldn't have known that one day he would be the future prime minister of Egypt.
他不知道他将来要成为整个埃及全地的宰相。
Had he slept with Potiphar's wife, he would never have been prime minister of Egypt.
如果他跟那个太太睡觉的话，他永远不会成为那个宰相。
Who knows what God may have in mind for you?
你怎么知道神在你生命中的心意呢？
Maybe there's someone here you are predestined for greatness.
在我们当中，可能有一些人，你的命定是一个伟大的命定。
Maybe the next Billy Graham.
下一个 Billy Graham， 格里汉。
Or governor of Georgia,
或是乔治亚州的州长，
or president of the United States,
或者是美国的总统。
God has His hand on you.
上帝有他的手在你身上。
When you resist sexual temptation,
当你胜过那个性的那种吸引诱惑的时候，
it shows you're willing to wait for God.To use you.
你在跟神说我愿意等候你让你来使用我。
Well, what do you suppose happened to Joseph after he refused to sleep with Potiphar's wife?
在他拒绝跟这个太太睡觉之后发生什么事呢？
Does God reward him?
神马上奖赏了他吗？
Do the angels clap their hands and say, well done?
天使有拍手说太好了吗？太好了吗？
You know what happens?
你知道发生什么事？
Potiphar's wife...accused Joseph of trying to rape her.
那个太太，波提法的太太，控告约瑟说，约瑟想要跟他上床。
It was a lie.
那是一个谎言。
But the next thing you know, Joseph is now put in prison for rape.
接下来就是因为这件事情，他就被下到监狱里面。
Joseph has no future.
约瑟没有前途了。
He's accused of rape.
他被控告是要跟人家强奸别人。
He's also a Hebrew.
他又是一个希伯来人。
Now he's in prison.
他现在在监狱里面。
I wonder how Joseph felt.
我想约瑟在想什么呢？
Maybe he said, "Thanks a lot, God. I do the right thing, and now you put me in prison."
他可能跟上帝说：“看啊，你看，谢谢你啊，我为你做的对的事情，现在在监狱里面了。”
Could it be?
或者是
there's someone here. You did the right thing.But things get worse than ever because you did the right thing.
或许我们在当中有些人，你为了做对的事情，然后事情反而变得更糟了。
You should be encouraged by the story of Joseph.
你今天会因为约瑟的故事大大得到鼓励。
God had His hand on Joseph.
神的手在约瑟身上。
He's got His hand on you.
他也的手也在你的身上。
But at the moment, what is the hope that Joseph could ever?Be found innocent.
那在这样里面，那个约瑟他的盼望在哪里呢？
Well, it turns out that two men are put in prison alongside Joseph.
在那个时候，有两个人同个时间跟约瑟一起下监狱里面。
The two prisoners have dreams.
这两个人都同样有个梦。
And Joseph said, "Tell me your dreams. I will interpret them."
那个约瑟呢，就问他说：“告诉我你的梦，我可以给你解释。”
He said to one who was the king's baker, "You will lose your life in 3 days."
他告诉那个国王的膳长，在三天你会失去你的生命。
To the other who was the king's cupbearer, "You will get your job back in 3 days."
他对那个酒政国王的法老酒政说，再过三天你会恢复你的职位。
3 days later, the baker was hanged.
三天之后，那个膳长呢就被杀掉了。
The cupbearer to the king gets his job back.
那个酒政呢，就回到他的职位上面。
But then Joseph said to the cupbearer to the king, "Tell Pharaoh about me, because I don't deserve to be in here."
他就对那个酒政说：“当你被恢复到职位的时候，请你对埃及的法老说，我是无辜被下到这里的。”
But once the cupbearer to the king got his job back.He forgot all about Joseph.
那个酒政回到他自己的位置上面的时候，他就完全忘记了约瑟。
It would seem that Joseph's only hope was the cupbearer to vindicate Joseph.
看起来好像是只有盼望，就是那个酒政可以帮助约瑟可以出来。
But the cupbearer forgot all about Joseph.
但是呢，这个酒政也完全把约瑟给忘了。
Are you counting on somebody?Who will vindicate you?
你期待别人还你的清白吗？
You're waiting for somebody to explain the truth to you.
你期待别人为你解释真相吗？
But they forgot you.
然后别人也忘记了你了。
And you have no future.
你没有一点盼望，没有一点未来。
That was Joseph.
那就是约瑟。
But lo and behold, several years later,
几年之后
，The Pharaoh has a dream.
法老有个梦了。
The king of Egypt.
那国王，全地的国王。
And he wants to know what does it mean.
他想知道到底意思是什么。
He had people on his staff that did nothing but interpret dreams.
他没有人可以为他解释他的梦。
They were paid to interpret dreams.
他有一群人是他付钱要来。帮他解梦的，他们也不行。
But now the Pharaoh has a dream, and his paid staff cannot interpret it.
现在这个埃及法老有一个梦，可是他所有雇用来的这些解梦的人一点都不能帮助他。
And the Pharaoh is very upset.
所以那个法老非常的不高兴。
I need somebody to interpret my dream.
我需要有人来给我解梦。
Nobody could.
没有一个人可以。
But then.The cupbearer to the king says, "Oh, I forgot."
Oh, 那个酒政突然想到，哦，我忘记了。
There is a Hebrew.
有一个希伯来人。
In prison.
在那个监狱里面。
He interprets dreams.
他可以解梦啊。
He interpreted mine.
他解了我的梦。
He can interpret your dream.
他也可以解你的梦。
This is interesting to me.
这是非常有趣的事情。
What hope did a person accused of rape, who is also a Hebrew, what hope does he have for the future?
一个被控告强奸别人的，一个人被下监狱里面的人，他还有什么盼望呢？
Maybe you feel you've got no future.
或许你觉得你没有任何的未来可言。
Nobody to defend you.
没有一个人可以为你站出来。
The future is dark for you.
你的未来像黑暗一样。
Who knows who God will raise up to vindicate you?
你怎么知道神会怎么样做？你永远不知道上帝会怎么做，兴起人来帮助你。
And so the Pharaoh calls for a Hebrew accused of rape to interpret his dream.
所以呢，这个法老就把这个好像他的被控告，因为奸淫被控告，然后一个希伯来人到他面前。
You have a gift that God can use.
你有一个恩赐是神可以使用的。
You may feel you've got no hope.
你会觉得你一点盼望都没有。
But God has a plan.
但神有一个计划。
Well, Joseph now stands before Pharaoh.
现在约瑟站在法老面前。
Interprets Pharaoh's dream.
就解释了法老的梦。
He not only interprets the dream, but makes a suggestion to the Pharaoh.
他不仅解梦，而且建议国王应该要怎么样处理这样的情形。
You are going to have 7 years of plenty and 7 years of famine.
你将要有七年的丰年，七年的饥荒。
You need to prepare for the future.
你要为那个饥荒来预备。
Because the plenty is coming right now.
现在丰年快要来了。
Store up, because the famine is coming.
因为你要为那个饥荒来大大的积存粮食。
And the Pharaoh is so impressed.
这个法老非常觉得太棒了。
That he makes Joseph now the prime minister of Egypt.
他就使约瑟成为埃及的宰相。
Years later, when the famine comes.
几年之后，那个饥荒来了。
Back in Canaan, they feel the pinch of the famine.
在迦南也是感觉到这个饥荒的这样子一个侵蚀。
And now Jacob sends his sons to Egypt to get food.
所以这个雅各呢，就差他的儿子们到埃及去取粮食。
And Joseph now sees his brothers coming to him.
约瑟现在看到他的兄弟来到他面前了。
He knows that the time has come that his dream would be fulfilled.
他看到那个他梦可以成全的时候到了。
He thought that God gave him those dreams so that one day he would look at those brothers and say, "Gotcha."
他想说神给他梦，然后有一天他可以当这个梦成全的时候，他看到兄弟，他说我终于转回，就是终于要返回了。
How do you translate gotcha?
抓到你，可以逮到你了，逮到你了。
Yeah. Yes. She's good. Now, this is where our reading begins.
这就是我们开始要读的经文。
And shall I leave it to you?
Yes.
To read the first 8 verses of Genesis chapter 45. I'll leave
okay,
it to you.
Okay, verse 1 to 8, Genesis 45. 约瑟在左右站着的人面前情不自禁吩咐一声说，人都要离开我出去。约瑟和弟兄们相认的时候，并没有一人站在他面前，他就放声大哭。埃及人和法老家中的人都听见了。约瑟对他兄弟弟兄说，我是约瑟，我的父亲还在吗？他弟兄不能回答，因为在他面前都惊惶。约瑟对他弟兄说， 们说，请你进前来，他们就进前来。他说，我是你们的兄弟约瑟，就是你所卖到埃及的，现在不要因为把我卖到这里自忧自恨，这是神差我在你们以前来，为要保全生命。现在这地的饥荒已经二年了，还有五年不能耕种，不能收成。神差我在你们以先来，为要给你们存留余种在世上，又要大施拯救，保全你们的生命。这样看来，差我到这里来的不是你们，乃是神。他又使我如法老的父，做他全家的主，并埃及全地的宰相。 1-8 Yes.
As I said,Joseph thought that his dreams were given to him so that he could put those 11 brothers on the spot.
所以他知道，他觉得神啊把这个梦给他，他可以把他的兄弟放在这里。
He had to wait 22 years for the dreams to be fulfilled.
他要等22年的时间让这个梦可以成全。
Why so long?
为什么那么久这个梦才可以这样成就呢？
It took that long for Joseph to forgive his brothers.
需要这么长的时间让约瑟预备好可以饶恕他的兄弟。
They hated him.
因为他们恨他。
They were going to kill him.
他们也想要杀他。
They sold him to the Ishmaelites.
他们要卖给以实玛利的商人。
It was cruel.
非常的残忍。
Horrible.
是很糟糕的事情。
And Josephlooked for the day he could get even with those men.
约瑟想有一天要跟他们这样子把他们给返回去。
But by the time the dreams were fulfilled,
但当他的梦已经成全的时候，
it was a different Joseph.
约瑟已经不一样了。
A new Joseph.
一个全新的约瑟。
A broken Joseph.
一个破碎过的约瑟。
Instead of saying, gotcha,
他没有说我终于抓到你们了。
He starts to cry.
他开始在哭。
He breaks down.
他整个人下来了。
He sobs.
他大哭。
I wonder if you are waiting for your time to come.
我不知道你是在等你的时候吗？
Maybe God gave you a prophetic word.
或许神给你一个先知性的话语。
That he's going to use you one day.
神有一天要使用你。
And vindicate you.
要为你好像站出来说话。
And you cry out.
你在神面前呼求。
How long?
主啊，多久啊？
How long?
多久啊？
How long?
多久啊？
How long?
多久啊？
I can tell you.
我可以告诉你。
As long as it takes.To bring you to the place where Joseph came to when he totally forgave his brothers.
我要告诉你多久，就是要像约瑟这样子一个生命的制作到那个地方可以赦免，就需要那么长的时间才会到那里。
The message I feel led to bring to you today.
我感受到今天要跟您分享的信息是
was born in the darkest hour.That Louise and I had ever gone through.
这样的一个信息是我的太太跟我在我的生命中最黑暗里面所经历的信息。
It was when we were living in London, England.
当我们住在伦敦的时候。
I was pastor of Westminster Chapel in London.
我那时候在西敏斯大教堂里面牧会。
I was there for 25 years.
我在那里有25年牧会的时间。
They were the best of times, they were the worst of times.
它是我最好的时间，也是我最糟糕的时间。
And while we were there, something happened that was very wrong, very unfair, very unjust.
当我们在那里的时候，发现一些事情，这些事情是非常不公正、不公义、不公平的事情。
It was the worst moment of my life.
那是我生命中最糟糕的时刻。
I thought I was finished.
我想我完了。
That I had no future.
我没有什么前途可言了。
Because of things that were said.
因为他们所说的那些事情。
I couldn't tell anybody what happened.
我不能告诉任何人发生了什么事情。
But an old friend from Romania happened to be in London.
但是一个从罗马尼亚来的一个老朋友刚好在那时候在伦敦。
His name, Joseph Tone.
他的名字叫 Joseph Tone.
I decided to tell Joseph Tone what they did to me.
我就跟这个弟兄 Joseph Tone 说这些人对我做了些什么事情。
If I'm totally honest, it's because I thought that Joseph would put his arm around me and say, RT, you ought to be angry.
我以为他会把他的手臂环绕着我对我说、啊、你是可以生气的。
He just said to me,
他就对我说
Is there anything more?
还有你要讲的吗
I said, no, that's it.
我没有，我说没有了，就是这样子。
If I could narrow 25 years down to 15 minutes, the next thing that would happen would be my finest hour.
如果要把25年浓缩成十几分钟，我讲说这些，接下来这个是最棒的时刻。
It's when Joseph Tone said, RT.
那个 Joseph 对我说 ,RT.
You must totally forgive them.
你要完全的饶恕他们。
Until you totally forgive them.
直到你心里完全的赦免他们。
You will be in chains.
否则你就会被绑住，被锁链绑住。
Release them and you will be released.
你释放他们，也会释放你自己。
Nobody had ever talked to me like that in my life.
那在我的生命里面没有人这样跟我讲过话
But it was what I needed to hear.
那也是我最需要听的话
It was the hardest thing I've ever had to do.
那是我要做里面很困难的事情
He said, you must totally forgive them.
你需要完全的饶恕他们
Release them.
释放他们
And you will be set free.
你自己就会得到自由
I said, Joseph, I cannot do it.
我跟约瑟说，我做不来。
He said, you can and you must.
你虽然你做不来，但你必须要做这些事情。
The hardest thing I've ever had to do.
很困难的事情。
Almost certainly the hardest thing you will ever have to do.
这也是你要面对最困难的事情。
That's when you let your enemy off the hook.
就是让你的仇敌好像松开锁链。
That person who betrayed you.
那个背叛你的人。
Who let you down.
让你跌倒的那个人。
You set them free.
你释放他们。
And even pray for them.
甚至为他们祷告。
Now, when you pray for them,
当你为他祷告的时候
you don't just say, Oh Lord, I commit them to you.
你不是说主啊，我把他们交给你
You're hoping God will kill them.
你希望神把他杀掉了
That's not what Jesus meant.
那不是耶稣的意思
He said, pray for your enemy.
他说为你的仇敌祷告
Bless them.
祝福他们
You say, RT, I could never do that.
你说阿 T， 我做不来这些事情。
But I'm here today to say，
我在这里跟你说
，God has a future for you。
神对你有一个未来。
You must do what Joseph did。
你要做像约瑟，圣经约瑟所做的。
He forgave his brothers。
他饶恕他的兄弟。
He let them off the hook。
他让他们整个释放了。
He blessed them。
约瑟祝福他们。
God will do this for you.
神也会这样子来做在你生命中。
The question is, do you want a great anointing?
问题是你要有更大的恩膏吗？
I only have one hope.
我只有一个盼望。
That you will take this sermon well.
就是你会很认真对待今天的信息。
Only one hope.
我有一个盼望。
If you want a greater anointing of the Holy Spirit,
如果你要有圣灵更大的恩膏
if you want a greater anointing of the Holy Spirit, you're at the right place.
如果你要更大的圣灵的恩膏，你现在对的地方
If you don't care about an anointing, you're going to be bored for the next 20 minutes.
如果你不是很在乎圣灵的恩膏，你接下来会很无聊。
The question is,
问题是,
how do you know that you have totally forgiven the person who has hurt you?
你怎么知道你完全赦免那伤害你的人呢?
By the way, I'm sure that there are people here who've suffered a lot more than I have.
我相信在我们当中有人比我经历更多更多的苦难。
If I told you what happened to me, I could win you over.
我想我跟你分享我所经历的话，我想可能你经历比我更多。
But if I heard your story, I would probably be embarrassed that I thought I suffered at all.
如果我听到你所经历的事情，我可能觉得哦，我的经历真的不算什么。
Maybe there's someone here.
或许在我们当中有一些人。
You were abused as a child.
你从小是被真的是虐待的。
I have nothing like that happened to me.
我知道那个没有发生过我生命里面。
Maybe your wife was unfaithful to you.
或许你的太太对你是很不忠实。
Maybe your husband was unfaithful to you.
或是你的先生对你也不忠实。
Maybe your best friend let you down.
或许是你最好朋友把你弄跌倒了。
Suppose I heard your story.
或许我听了你的故事。
And I say,That's the worst suffering I've ever heard of in my whole life.
我可能对你说，这是我听过里面最糟糕的事情。
Suppose when I hear your story, I say, nobody in Georgia suffered like you.
或许我听了你的故事说，在整个全乔治亚州，没有人像你经历这么困难的困难。
And if it could be proved that nobody has suffered as much as you, you may say, well,Do I still have to forgive them?
或许这也是真的。然后你会问说，我还是要去饶恕吗？
See, we all look for the loophole.
你知道吗？我们都找那个漏洞的地方。
We all look for the reason we don't have to forgive.
我们找一些漏洞是我们不需要去赦免的。
You would say, RT, if you knew what I went through, God would let me off the hook.
你知道吗 ？RT, 如果上帝知道我经历的事情，上帝都会让我可以不用去饶恕。
I have a little surprise for you.
我有一个惊喜要给你。
If you have suffered more than anybody else here,
如果你在我们当中是经历最多苦难的，
the angels have a word for you.
是天使有话要给你。
You know what it is?
你知道是什么吗？
Congratulations.
恭喜你。
What?
什么？
Congratulations.
恭喜。
Oh yes.
是的。
You know why?
为什么呢?
The greater the suffering, the greater the anointing.
因为经历很大的苦难，就有更大的恩膏。
So if you suffered more than anybody else,
如果你比别人经历更多的苦难，
Congratulations!
恭喜你！
You've been chosen!
你被拣选！
God has a plan for you.
神对你有计划。
You cannot imagine what God wants to do for you.
你没有办法想象神要在你生命中做的。
Instead of seeing it as an excuse not to forgive, see it as something God has done for you to give you a future.
不要想说这是我的借口不去饶恕，而是想说神在你生命中一个很特别的计划。
The question is.
问题是
How do we know we have totally forgiven?
我们怎么知道我们完全饶恕了别人呢？
I'm sure that I've asked for hands. How many of you have forgiven? Many hands would go up.
我问你的话，说有多少人可以有饶恕过别人？很多人一定会举手。
I want to make a proposition to you.
我想要给你一个提议。
If I were to show.
如果我还会
In the next 20 minutes,
在下个礼二十分钟里面，是下面二十分钟里面
that you have not totally forgiven after all, would you then do it?
如果在接下来我分享二十分钟里面，你觉得你没有饶恕，你可以来饶恕吗？
Because at the end of my sermon today,
在我整个讲道结束以前。
We will have decision time.
我们有一段决定的时间。
Decision time.
一个决定的时间。
You can decide whether you will forgive.
你要来决定你要不要来赦免。
All right, here's the question.
这是一个问题。
How do you know you have totally forgiven?
你怎么知道你完全饶恕别人了？
Proof number one.
第一个 证据证明。
You do not tell anybody what they did to you.
你不会再去告诉别人那个人在你生命中做了什么。
See, it comes out of the story of Joseph.
就像在约瑟的故事里面。
The first thing he says was, "Everybody, get out of the room."
他第一个先说的是，人都要离开我出去。
Why did he make everybody leave?
他为什么要让所有人都离开呢？
Imagine Joseph. He's standing there.
约瑟站在那里。
They don't know it's Joseph.
他们不知道他是约瑟。
He's wearing an Egyptian garb.
他穿上埃及的衣服。
He's speaking through an interpreter.
他也透过翻译来讲话。
They don't have a clue it's Joseph.
他们不知道他就是约瑟。
And then he says, "Everybody out."
他说每一个人都离开。
Except those 11 brothers.
除了这十一个兄弟以外。
And they remain.
只有他们留在那里。
And now the interpreter is dismissed.
那个翻译也走了。
There's nobody there.
没有一个人在那里。
But Joseph,
只有就约瑟
and his 11 brothers,
还有他的十一个兄弟。
Why did he make everybody leave?
他为什么要让每一个人都离开呢？
It's because he's going to persuade them to go back to Canaan, get their dad and all the family, and come and live in Egypt.
因为他想要让他十一个兄弟要说服他们回到迦南，把他们带爸爸带过来住在埃及。
He wants to make sure that nobody in Egypt knows what those brothers had done to him.
因为他要这些埃及人不知道他兄弟做过的坏事情。
So behind closed doors, Joseph reveals his identity to his brothers.
所以他是把门关起来，向他的兄弟来彰显他自己的身份。
Nobody in Egypt will ever know.
埃及人不知道这些事情。
You see, the first thing we want to do,
有一件事我们要做的是
when we're hurt,
我们感受到受伤了
to get on the phone,
打在电话
and tell what they did,
就跟别人说那个人怎么做，坐在怎么对待我。
Joseph wants to make sure nobody in Egypt would ever know what those brothers had done to him.
所以约瑟要确定这些埃及人都不知道他的兄弟做过的坏事情。
If the word leaked out, every Egyptian to a man would hate those men.
因为如果这些事情就是让别人知道的话，这些埃及人会恨他的兄弟。
Now nobody would know.
现在没有人知道的。
Two exceptions.
有两个例外。
One, you need to tell one other person for therapeutic reasons.
你只要告诉另外一个人是为了能够得到医治的一个原因。
I confided in Joseph Tone.
我可以找到我那个好朋友叫 Joseph Tone， 跟他分享这件事。
You can tell one other person.
你可以告诉另外一个人。
Not two.
不是。
Not ten.
不是两个，不是十个。
Not 500.
不是五百个。
One other person.
可能另外一个人。
The other exception,
另外一个例外,
a crime must be reported.
如果是犯罪的，一定要去,
a lady,
要去报告。
A lady in Westminster Chapel was raped and they found her rapist.
就是在以前我的那个教会里面有个姐妹，她被人家强奸，她。
And she came to me and said they want me to testify in a court of law.
那个姐妹就来告诉我说，那个在法院上，她要我去做证人。
Well, I said, well, you must.
我说这个你一定要去做。
Oh, she says, Dr. Kendall,
她说,
you've taught me to forgive, and I've forgiven him.
她说你不是教我要饶恕吗？我已经饶恕他了。
I said that's wonderful.
我觉得那是好的事情。
But a crime must be reported.
但是如果这个是犯罪的，就必须要去登记。
It's not personal. You have forgiven him.
这不是你个人的。
What is the real reason we want everybody to know?
为什么我们想让别人知道，别人伤害我们呢？
We can't bear the thought that they get away with it.
因为我们实在受不了他这样子就逃掉了。
We're on the telephone to tell what they did.
所以我们要告诉别人他做了什么事情。
God does not like that.
神不喜欢那样。
He has forgiven you.
神赦免了你。
That means you thank him for forgiveness.
你谢谢他的赦免。
You don't tell anybody what they did.
你不告诉别人他做了什么事情。
Tell the Lord.
告诉主。
Psalm 142 verse 2.
诗篇142篇第二节。
Pour your complaint out to the Lord.
把你的啊你的抱怨带到神的面前。
Proof number one.
第二个证实。
You don't tell anybody what they did.
你不告诉别人啊他做了什么。
Proof number two.
第二件事情。
You don't let them be afraid of you.
你不要让他觉得很怕你。
You see, as soon as Joseph reveals his identity,
当他约瑟显明他自己身份的时候
he could see that they were terrified.
他看到他们都惊慌的。
They were scared to death.
他们都吓死了。
You know what Joseph says to them?
约瑟说什么吗？
Come close to me.
你们靠近我。
Come close to me.
靠近我。
He didn't want them to be scared.
他不想要让他们害怕。
He wanted to love on them.
他希望来爱他们。
He had forgiven them.
他已经饶恕了他们。
Total forgiveness. Don't let them be nervous around you.
你如果完全赦免了，你会让对方不会觉得很在你旁边很不舒服。
You know, husbands and wives will play this little game.
你知道吗？啊，丈夫跟太太常玩这个游戏。
Keep the other nervous.
让另外一个人觉得很不自在。
1 Corinthians 13 verse 5 says, "Love keeps no record of wrongs."
就是爱是不计算人家的罪恶，这该哥伦多前书十三章讲的。
Why do we keep records?
为什么要计算别人的罪恶
？To prove we've paid.
因为
Why do we keep a record of wrong?
我们为什么要计算别人罪恶呢？
So we can throw it up 2 days later.
所以我们可以继续把它讲出来。
Husband says, "I will remember that."
那个丈夫说我会记得的。
And 2 days later, he quotes back.
两天之后又再讲那件事情。
Any marriage on the rocks today, any marriage in difficulty today, could be healed. By sundown today, if both of you will tear up that record of wrongs.
所有的婚姻的问题，如果你能够遵行神的话语，就是在就是日落以前可以解决你们俩的关系的话，就可以有好的关系。
You say, "Well, I will when he does."
我因为说，哦，是他这样做的。
He says, "I will when she does."
哦，另外一个说，哦，因为他这样子。
I have a word for you.
我有话给你们。
You do it.
哦，你开始做。
You do it for Jesus.
你为耶稣开始做。
You do it for God.
你为耶稣来做。
Because you want the anointing.
因为你要神的恩膏。
Proof number one, you don't tell anybody what they did.
第一个，你不要告诉别人他做的。
You don't let them be afraid of you.
第二个，你不要让他在你旁边不自在。
And you don't keep telling them what they did wrong.
你不要继续告诉他你做错的事情。
Joseph says, "Come close to me."
约瑟说：“你们近前来。
”Don't be angry with yourselves.
不要因为你们自己自忧自恨。
The thing is, when you've totally forgiven,
你完全赦免的时候
，you set them free.
你释放他们。
And the trouble is, what makes us angry is if they don't know how hurt we are.
有时候让我们很生气的是，他们因为他们不知道我们受了多么大的伤害。
We want them to know that we're hurt.
我们想让他知道我们真的受了伤害。
By the way, when this sermon is over,
我说当我信息结束的时候
，Don't walk across the room.
不要从这个房间走到那里。
And go up to somebody.
到一个人面前说。
And say.
说。
Well, in the light of RT's sermon, I forgive you.
我因为讲员的分享，我今天赦免你。
They will say. For what?
他说赦免什么呢？
You say, you know.
你知道啊。
No, I don't. Or you do.
我不知道，你应该知道。
Oh, you must know.
你应该知道。
Well, I don't.
我真的不知道我哪里得罪你。
Now you got to fight.
你开始又吵架了。
Do you want a greater anointing?
你要更大的恩膏吗？
You don't tell anybody how hurt you are.
你不需要告诉别人你受了多么大的伤害。
You tell the Lord.
你告诉主啊。
And don't be surprised if it's a fellow Christian.
你不要觉得因为他是基督徒，然后很惊讶。
Yes, living with the saints above, oh, that will be glory. living with the saints below, well, that's another story.
哦，这样与众圣徒在天上的时候是很荣耀，在地上的时候是另外一个故事。
Does that rhyme in Chinese? Proof number four.
第四个证实的。
You let them save face.
你保住他们的脸面，他们的面子。
Have you ever heard that expression before?
Kind of, yes.
You let them save face?
你 要让他保守他们的面子。
Does it come out of China?
Probably.
Probably. In other words, when you let a person save face, you cover for them.
你好像保守他的面子，好像你在遮盖他。
You make it easy for them to forgive.
你让他们容易来饶恕你。
Instead of rubbing their nose in it,
而不是好像一直拧着他们的鼻子。
You let them save face.
你让他们保住他们的面子。
How did Joseph let them save face?
那约瑟在这里怎么样保住他们的面子呢？
He said, "You didn't do it. God did it."
哦，你没有做这件事情，是神做的。
God did it.
神做的。
The brothers cannot believe their luck.
他们兄弟简直不敢相信这个好事。
The man they were going to kill,
本来是要杀的。
Now says God did it.
他竟然说是神做的。
This is too good to be true.
太好到没办法相信。
Total forgiveness is when you let them off the hook and you let them save face.
那个完全的赦免就是让他们整个释放，而且还保守他们的面子。
And by the way, it's something you're going to do the rest of your life.
你这一生要做的事情。
I call it a life sentence.
我就是说这是无期徒刑。
When your doctor gives you a pill and says you have to take this the rest of your life.
当医生给你一个药说你这一生都要用的时候。
It's a life sentence.
这是你一辈子都要做的，这叫无期徒刑。
Keep praying for them as long as you live.
你要继续为他们祷告，你活着就要为他们祷告。
You say, "Well, I did it once."
你说我已经祷告一次了。
Once is enough.
一次不够的。
No.
不是不够。
You do it tomorrow.
你明天继续做。
Day after tomorrow.
后天再做。
A week from now.
一个礼拜以后再做。
A year from now.
一年以后再做。
The people I had to forgive.
这我要饶恕的人。
I still have to pray for them every day.
我每天要为他们祷告吗？
They have no idea that I pray for them.
他们也不知道我为他祷告。
But this is where the anointing comes.
这就是恩膏会来的。
I want the blessing of the Holy Spirit.
我要圣灵的一个祝福。
And so I'm saying to you,
我想跟你们分享。
You know, you mentioned before you introduced me, I've written a lot of books.
刚才师母说我写了很多的书。
You know, people think it's my education.
有些人觉得是因为我的教育水平。
No.
不是。
They think I'm smart.
他们觉得是我是聪明。
No.
不是。
I can tell you how I have written all those books.
我告诉你为什么能写那么多书。
The anointing.
是神来的恩膏。
God will do it for you.
神也会住在你生命里面。
You may not be an author of books, but you have a gift.
你可能不是一个写书的作者，你可能有一个礼物恩赐。
God will use it.
神可以使用你的恩赐。
He will use it in your life.
他会在你一生里面使用你。
Based upon one thing.
就是有一件很重要的事情。
You forgive them and you pray for them.
你饶恕他们，而且为他们祷告。
I'm going to stop.
我要停了。
It's decision time.
现在是决定的时间。
I made a proposition.
我刚才有个提议。
I don't know if you accepted it.
我不知道你能够接受吗？
But now it's decision time.
现在是个决定时间。
If you want a greater anointing.
如果你要更大的恩膏。
But you realize now that you haven't totally forgiven after all.
你今天你发现里面我没有完全的饶恕。
Would you then do it?
你愿意今天说我要这样去饶恕吗？
Decision time.
决定时间。
If you realize you haven't totally forgiven,
如果你发现你没有完全的饶恕，
I'm going to ask you.
我要跟你问。
1 minute from now,
从一分钟现在
to stand to your feet,
一分钟以后我要你站起来
Not now.
不是现在。
55 seconds from now.
55秒以后。
50 seconds from now.
50秒以后。
Don't stand. Don't stand.
不，还不用站起来。
Unless you're prepared to say, I won't tell what they did.
你要预备好，就说我不会再跟别人讲他做错的事情。
You say, well, RT, I've already done it.
你说我已经做过这事，怎么办？
Don't do it anymore.
就是以后不要再去讲别人对你做的事。
In 35 seconds.
35秒以后。
Wait.
等一下。
You promise.
你愿意。
You won't let them be afraid of you.
你会让他不会怕你。
You will let them save face.
你会保留他们的面子。
You will pray for them.
你会为他们祷告。
And you accept it's a life sentence.
你会接受这是你一生要做的，叫做无期徒刑。
Don't look around.
不要看别人。
If anybody else stands.
你不用看别人，别人有没有站起来。
You say, well, what do they think if I stand? Who cares? God knows.
你会想说，那别人看到我怎么办？不要管那个，看上帝就好了。是那个恩膏。
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. If you're ready to forgive, I want you to stand to your feet right now.
如果你决定好你要赦免，请你站立起来。
I'll wait 10 seconds.
我再等十秒钟。
Don't miss this moment.
不要错过这个时刻。
It may not come around again.
不见得这个时刻会再回来。
Isaiah says, "Seek the Lord while He may be found."
趁着耶和华可寻找的时候寻找他。
Call upon Him while He is near.
呼求他，当他相近的时候。
Okay. To prove you really mean it.
如果要证实你是真的。
I'm going to ask you to leave your seat.
我要你离开你的位置。
Come down to the front right now.
请你到前面来。
Come quickly. Come, you that are standing, come to the front.
请你站着的人，请到前面来。
Come all the way to the front. Make room for row 2, row 3, row 4.
到前面一点的地方。
Now, while you're coming,
当你来的时候。
What you've just done is the easy part.
你刚刚做的是一个容易的事情。
The hard part will
最难的是
be an hour from now.
是一个小时以后。
You say, what made me do that?
你在想我刚才做了什么？
Tomorrow morning after a cup of tea.
明天早上喝茶之后。
Why did I do that?
你会想说我干嘛那天这样做？
Okay, look, we haven't prayed yet.
我们还没开始祷告。
You can still get out of it.
你还可以离开这里。
We're going to pray.
我们要祷告。
I'm not going to look and see who prays.
我不会看谁在祷告。
This is not between you and me.
这不是你跟我的事情。
This is between you and God.
这是你跟上帝的事情。
But we're going to make it very serious.
我们要很认真。
We're going to enter into a covenant.
我们要进入一个约定。
A covenant.
一个约定。
Did you know that all covenants in the Bible were ratified by shedding of blood?
你知道吗？在圣经里面的这个约呢，都是用流血来这样子成全的。
The blood was shed 2,000 years ago.
2,000 年前，耶稣的宝血为我们流了。
By Jesus' death on the cross.
因为耶稣死在十架上。
All right, if you're ready to pray.
如果你准备好要祷告。
Out loud,
准备大声跟我祷告。
Say, Lord Jesus,
跟我一起说，主耶稣基督。
I need you.
我需要你。
I want you.
我要你。
I'm sorry for my sins.
我为我做错事道歉。
Wash my sins away by your blood.
洁净我的罪，用你的宝血洁净我的罪。
I'm sorry for my unforgiveness.
我为我不饶恕别人抱歉。
Forgive that person that I have to forgive right now.
我要赦免那个人现在。
You forgive them.
你赦免他们。
I set them free.
我释放他们。
I set them free.
我释放他们。
I set them free.
我释放他们。
Come Holy Spirit.
圣灵，请你来。
Thank you for your patience with me.
谢谢你对我的忍耐。
As best as I know how, I give you my life.
我尽我所能把我的生命给你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
One last P.S.
最后的一个附注是
When you mess up,
当你又弄错的时候
When you make a mistake,
当你又做错事的时候
When you forget,
你忘记的时候
You will.
你会忘记的。
Don't let the devil say, well, it's over now, you broke the covenant.
你不要让仇敌对你说哈，你毁坏了约。
That's what the devil wants you to do.
这是仇敌要讲的，要做的。
When you realize you made a mistake,
当你发现你又在做错事的时候
remember 1 John 1:9.
记得约翰一书第一章第九节。
If we confess our sins,
如果我们认我们的罪
he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins,
他是信实公义会赦免我们的罪
cleanse us from all unrighteousness,
会把我们洁净。
So as soon as you make a mistake,
当你又回去做错事
confess it to God,
认罪向主认罪。
And then in the months ahead,
在一个月以后
the anointing,
那样的一个恩膏
will kick in,
会开始慢慢会进来
and you will never be sorry.
你再也不会觉得
go in peace.
你就可以有那个平安了。
God bless you.
神祝福你。
I'm finished.
我结束了。
You can go back to your seats.
你可以回到你位置上面。
Let her take over for the Lord's Supper.
Yes, yes, she's coming.
Yeah. You take over.
Yeah. 他说你来接续。
我们感谢神今天给我们的信息。
We thank God for the message today.
在大学里面，我们修课有一种叫做必修。
In college, the class is called prerequisites.
饶恕是我们必修的课。
Forgiveness is a prerequisite class.
是不能够选择的。
You have no choice.
完全的饶恕绝对不是一件容易的事情。
Total forgiveness is not an easy thing.
但是是必须的。
But it's a must.
靠着神，当我们要行真理的时候，他会给我们恩典。
With God's help, with God's grace, He will help us to walk this walk of faith.
我相信我们每一个人都想要我们的灵得自由。
We all want for our spirits to be free.
所以当那些回忆再回来的时候
When all those memories are coming back again,
我继续的对自己说，也继续的对神说
I keep telling myself and I keep telling to God,
我选择饶恕
I choose to forgive.
好让我们能够活在真正的自由里。
So that we can live in true freedom.
我想我们用这首诗歌，我们再有一些在我们的心里面对这个信息有一些回应，好吗？
We want to use this song to respond to God with the message that He has given us today.
然后我们可以领圣餐。
And then we'll receive communion.
RT 牧师会带领我们领圣餐。
Pastor RT will lead us into communion.
但是在这个之前，在我们领圣餐之前，我们当然不想要吃喝自己的罪。
But before receiving communion, we don't want to eat and drink of our own sins.